Like hearing you said about the, you know, heart being far from the violence, because I've always heard that phrase, like, Mara, I see you.
Right.
You know, is this a, like, you know, defilements or, you know, yeah, something's coming up. But I mentioned that to some monks, and I get really negative, like, no, you would never experience
it. Buddha never experienced that. You know, that's, you know, it's a, you know, there's been debates going on for 2,500 years, so we're not going to resolve it. But you know, certainly in terms of certainly how Ajahn Chah and many of the forest teachers practice, and then reflecting on some of the the circumstances, even in the suttas, where obviously the Buddha has memories of being in the world, and different impressions are there, and it's you don't just get the whole sort of slate wiped clean, and there's nothing there anymore. It's sort of the mind is not pulled by it or weighed down by it, and then I think it's that, and again it's that insight into the self, and the construction of self that is the freeing insight. And it's also, you think of that, of the Sotapanna, the first insight that is, or the first aspect that is penetrated and dropped for a stream enterer is the Sakkaya Ditti, that sense of taking one or other of the five khandhas, of aspects of body and mind, of this self, there's self there, there's self in this, the self, there's all of the permutations, but it's that investment of self, of I, of me, of mine, in that, and that can be relinquished, because one sees that one's fundamentally torturing oneself with it.
Isn't the sutta where the Buddha says the amazing thing about the Bodhisattva? Uh-huh. And you know when a thought arises in the Bodhisattva, he knows it's a thought.
Right,
the Bodhisattva doesn't have thought.
Yeah, that's a good one, because it also comes on the end of the recitation of all these incredibly miraculous things, and then the Buddha just sort of saying, yeah, and then another really amazing and miraculous thing is that, you know, the Tathagata knows a thought when it rises, knows when it's established, knows when it ceases. That's a miracle.